The president's long-anticipated 2018 budget is out today, the first full version this time. It's called A New Foundation for American Greatness. President Trump is taking what the administration calls a new approach to economic growth and a new approach to measuring progress for federal programs. It also creates a new nationwide paid family leave program. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me now to discuss what's in the budget and what federal employees and retirees might expect. And just give us, if you will, Nicole, the overview of what this thing looks like. What did Mick Mulvaney, the OMB director, yesterday kind of lay out for reporters?
Well, he described, obviously, more increases to defense spending, homeland security spending, specifically along the southern border, which obviously we knew about. It's about $2.6 billion in spending that includes bricks and mortar and people and technology, which is important. It is a larger request for 2018 as compared to what we saw in 2017. And obviously more spending for Veterans Affairs. The president has said that those are his priorities and the budget reflects that. And, you know, I think the Trump administration is taking a different approach as far as measuring what programs, and specifically federal programs, as well as the grants that they might give to both international programs and state and local, measuring how exactly they're working. Mick Mulvaney says they don't want to measure compassion or progress based on the number of programs there are and how many people are in those programs and how much money they're spending on them. Instead, they want to measure exactly how they're working, whether or not that money is, you know, making intended progress. And so I think that's what you'll see when you look at this budget. And, you know, there aren't necessarily any major surprises. We heard about these priorities from the president in his skinny budget, which was released back in March. But there are a few new items here that I think will be particularly interesting to federal employees and retirees.
And before we get to those, I guess it's fair to say then that this budget, to a much larger degree than what was left of the 2017 budget, really reflects new priorities in Washington for the federal government.
Yeah, and you know, one reporter during the briefing had an interesting question, which said, essentially, what makes you think that Congress just won't throw this budget away and say, you know, look at it today and say, okay, well, this is nice, but we're going to do something entirely different, or we're not going to, you know, make the cuts that you have suggested. We're not going to fund the things that you want us to fund. And Mick Mulvaney says, you know, if Congress has a different idea on how to get there, that's great. And that's what he's expected to testify. He'll be on the Hill tomorrow, Wednesday, and also Thursday, laying out the Trump administration's priorities. And he says if Congress has other ideas that get at these major priorities from the president, that's great.
Doesn't sound exactly like Lyndon Trump here, more like Donald Trump and less like Lyndon Johnson would have handled it. All right, so what are some of those items you mentioned that might be of interest to the federal bureaucracy and the federal employees?
Well, Mick Mulvaney mentioned a nationwide paid family leave program, which members of Congress have been fighting for a very long time, actually. This has been, they've, you know, put this in a bill in recent years, and it just hasn't gotten off the ground. It has gotten bipartisan support in recent years, and lawmakers said, you know, maybe we can appeal to Ivanka Trump, who has said that she wants this program to happen, who advocated for it on the campaign trail and even has spoken about it recently. And so I think, you know, federal employees will see that here. Not a whole lot of information right now about it, but
so no budget number connected with it.
Actually, there is a budget number. Mick Mulvaney said $25 billion for this program over 10 years. And, you know, as far as the specific details, how this will impact federal employees, how this program will, it's unclear for right now, but that is in the budget this time. And, you know, based on what we've seen from lawmakers, this, you know, this could move forward.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, and at the other end of life, federal retirees, what does it say in the budget about them?
So quite a bit. And I think this will impact current employees, current retirees, and future employees to the federal government.
I guess everybody's eventually a retiree here.
Sure, yeah. And Mick Mulvaney said, and sort of threw this in as an aside, as far as the top three areas where this budget is realizing cost savings for the government. The first one was repealing the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. The second, you know, reductions in the SNAP program and student loans. And federal retirees, and he threw this in, it was barely audible during the briefing, but said that federal retiree cuts are the third biggest area where the budget is realizing cost savings. And we can get to some of the specifics now.
Before we get to it, I just want to clarify, that's the third item after student loan programs and the Affordable Care Act repeal that they see savings.
Correct.
It can't possibly measure up in numbers to those first two, though.
No. However, in speaking to some federal financial experts about this, Tom, they were pretty fearful, honestly, of these proposals and said that, you know, this would actually have some pretty big impacts for federal employees and retirees.
What are they?
Right. So specifically, they want to increase contributions for employees in the Federal Employee Retirement System, FERS, by 1 percentage point each year for the next handful of years or so. And this would significantly increase the amount of out-of-pocket payments that federal employees would have to make, contributions that they'd have to make to their retirement.
Those that were hired before, I think, 2014 only pay 0.75% toward that. So this could get even those people up to 4 or 5, well, a handful could be 5 or 6, I guess, over the next 5 or 6 years.
Right. And, you know, the other big one here, and this is what also has federal financial experts worried, is cutting the cost of living adjustment for Civil Service Retirement System, CSRS, current retirees and future retirees by 0.5% from what the formula would allow. And then also just eliminating altogether the cost of living adjustment for current and future FERS retirees. And financial experts say this is going to have a big impact.
And Mulvaney didn't go into specifics of how this might play out in numbers, but some of your financial experts that you consulted had some pretty good educated guesses.
Right. So Art Stein, essentially, you know, he's a longtime financial planner who we've talked to a lot. He said that, you know, for someone who has a long retirement, this is a big, big decrease in the purchasing power of their annuity. It basically means that things like gas and food and rent and travel might be less affordable, you know, for people in the future. Tammy Flanagan said that, you know, she would suggest that employees should expect to work until age 62 or later under, you know, a system like this. And for her, that's a fear because if people put off retirement, and we have seen this in recent years, if people put off retirement later and later, agencies are going to have a hard time bringing in younger, newer talent. You know, Flanagan and other financial planners are urging federal employees under this kind of system, they would have to save more than that 5% match that the government contributes to its defined benefit plans. I mean, the sense that I got from these financial planners is that this is going to have a big impact if a proposal like this were to pass. Again, Congress has to go through its appropriations process. This is merely a proposal from the president, not the said and done budget.
Well, we'll have to see how that is responded to by members of Congress, because there are some in Congress that agree with these proposals and have put some figures there. So I guess it's a matter of wait and see at this point. Nobody should change their retirement plans quite yet. And I also wanted to ask you, Nicole, about the 17 agencies that were in the skinny budget scheduled for elimination, they said, but not quite the case.
So Mick Mulvaney in the press briefing said that agencies like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, they'll see most of their budget reduced or eliminated in this 2018 budget proposal from the president, but not completely. He described it as winding down the function and the budget of this agency. And, you know, it's not completely, it wouldn't be completely to zero, but it would be getting there. And I suppose that makes sense given, you know, just the effort that it takes and, you know, money that it takes to kind of wind things down and end something completely. And that's not necessarily what you'll see in this budget. I mean, you'll see huge reductions for those agencies, but not completely zero.
Federal News Radio's Nicole Ogrisco, thanks for that roundup.
Thanks, Tom.
She's got full coverage at federalnewsradio.com, where you'll also find out what's going on with the DOD budget.